This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, new guidance is out to improve the management of more than $1 trillion in federal grants. The Postal Service is missing more than half its service targets for mail products on which it has a monopoly. And the congressional push continues to guarantee the death of Schedule F. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The Biden administration's final rule to block Schedule F is in place, but as Federal News Network's Drew Friedman reports, the push still continues in Congress.
Many advocates say the new regulations that secure job protections for career feds are a step in the right direction, but some are concerned it won't be enough to stop Schedule F's resurrection in a future administration. Democrat lawmakers are urging the passage of the Saving the Civil Service Act. The bill aims to prevent career civil servants from being made at will and easier to fire. The legislation has not seen much action, but the new final rule spurred lawmakers to press harder and call for its passage. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
New guidance is out to improve the management of more than $1 trillion in federal grants. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
Agencies have new rules of the road to manage their grant-making efforts. The Office of Management and Budget released the 2024 revisions of the Uniform Grants Guidance. This is the first update in 4 years. OMB's Deputy Director for Management, Jason Miller, says among the major changes is improving NOFOs, the Notice of Funding Opportunities.
The Uniform Grants Guidance includes a streamlined NOFO template for agencies to use to help with shortening and simplifying their grant announcements.
This is one of several substantial revisions of the guidance, which seeks to clarify and reduce the burden on grantees. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
The Biden administration is working on hiring tools to help agencies compete for AI talent. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The White House is planning to hire 100 AI professionals into the federal workforce by this summer. Some of those hires will come from a Tech2Gov virtual hiring fair on April 18th. Participating federal and state agencies are looking to fill AI and AI-enabling positions. Kylie Russ, a senior advisor at the Office of Personnel Management, says her agency is working on an AI and tech talent playbook showing how agencies can effectively onboard these in-demand hires.
We know that this talent is very sought after and that there will be constant competition both across government and the private sector.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
The 2024 Vital Signs Report from the National Defense Industrial Association provides a look into the challenges facing the defense industrial base. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The Vital Signs 2024 survey asked the industry to identify areas of improvement for the Defense Department when working with private companies. 65% of respondents want to see a clear and consistent demand signal through contract vehicles. 42% of respondents would like the DoD to provide specific points of contact in program offices. The report also recommends the Office of the Undersecretary for Acquisition and Sustainment to engage with industry before finalizing the classified implementation plan for the National Defense Industrial Strategy. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Agencies and federal unions have marching orders from the Biden administration to reestablish labor management forums. In some cases, it's possible for these forums to be met with resistance from either party or even employees themselves. The Office of Personnel Management is offering advice on how to wade through any trouble spots in implementation. For one, OPM encourages management to have discussions with union leaders before making any top-down decisions. The Postal Service is missing more than half its service targets for mail products on which it has a monopoly. Its regulators tell USPS it did not meet service performance targets for 15 out of 27 market-dominant products in 2023. The regulator is calling on USPS to take corrective action and to come up with a plan to improve its performance. USPS, on the other hand, says 98% of households are getting their mail and packages within 3 days, and that 50% of mail and packages arrive a day ahead of their service standard. The Environmental Protection Agency is aiming to make permitting for environmental projects easier. EPA says its new website not only fulfills its commitment under the Biden administration's Permitting Action Plan, but also makes its information and process more transparent. Through the new site, EPA is posting information about the permitting process, such as permit applications and public meetings. The goal is to improve the timeliness, predictability, and transparency of federal environmental review and authorization processes for covered infrastructure projects, which include offshore wind energy under the renewable energy production sector. The public can now track defueling and decommissioning operations of the Red Hill Fuel Facility in Hawaii. A new app will provide the latest developments on tank cleaning, the decommissioning plan, environmental cleanup, and regulatory approvals. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered a full closure of the facility after jet fuel leaked into the Navy's water distribution system. The app to track the closure efforts is available for download at Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Friday, April 5th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.